Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Shir is sponsored in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Erevin Daf Chof Dalet in the Oizva Adar Hadishin, Perek Shlishi, and the middle of Halacha Dalet. We're starting in the beginning of Amud Aleph. In the Mishnah, we learned that the Shita of Reb Meir and Yabudo is that when a person has a suffix, if his Eruv is intact or not, he's not sure when did the Eruv go bad. So the din is, he's a chamar gamal. Chamar gamal means he's pulled to both ends, and you're not sure if the Eruv worked or did not work. So he loses the alpaim amo that goes from his city to the other direction, and he loses the 2,000 amo that goes from the Eruv to the opposite direction. Which makes sense, we're not sure if the Eruv worked or did not work. If the Eruv worked, so he doesn't have the 2,000 amo from the city onward. If the Eruv did not work, he doesn't have the 2,000 amo from the Eruv onward. But ask the Gemara now, Mauli tenlo alpaim amo me'eruvoi lebeisoi. What about the 2,000 amo between the city and the Eruv? Does he have at least these 2,000 amo? Usually a person has a circle of 4,000 amo, 2,000 amo to every direction. But now, does he at least have the 2,000 amo between the city and the Eruv? So the Gemara, bo ba'memel oma noistimois. Ba'memel says yes, because he wanted shach. If the Eruv worked, so he does have the 2,000 amo from the Eruv to the city. And if the Eruv did not work, he also has a 2,000 amo from the city to the Eruv. Shmuel of Yitzchak says, no, he loses everything. He cannot move from his place. Now, how do we understand this? So the Gemara explains a little bit. We're going to see a machloikis in Perek Dalet between Reb Meir and Reb Yudo, and the case is as follows. Someone who's living, he left his city, is walking, in order, and his intention is to reach a location 2,000 amo away to put the Eruv over there. And suddenly something happened, and his friend called him back, and he never reached the place of the Eruv. Reb Yudah says, even though he did not reach there, because he's intending to go there, it's as if he got there, and the Eruv is a good Eruv. And Reb Meir says, no, he did not reach the destination, he doesn't have an Eruv. But Reb Meir says, not only that, once he left the city, so he gave up on his place in the city. He did not reach the place of his Eruv, so he doesn't have a new place either. So he basically gave up on his previous location, previous Rishus, and he did not create a new Rishus, and he cannot move the entire Shabbos. So the Machlokes over here is, according to a mayor there that says you can't move, what about our case? Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak says the same thing. By us, he was intending to have Eruv, so he gave up his original place, and he did not have a new Eruv because he's not sure if it worked or not. He loses both. And according to Abba Bar Memel, only there when he left the city, actually started walking from the city outside, that's the only time that he loses his place. But here, he was sitting in the city, and he placed the Eruv somewhere else, he went back home, and now he's not sure if the Eruv got lost before Shabbos came in or after Shabbos came in. So here, he did not lose his original location. So the Machloek is only according to our mayor. Now here in our Mishnah, we have Reb Meir and Reb Yudah saying the same words. Reb Meir and Reb Yudah say, Harei zeh chomer gomel. Says the Gemara, V'loi domi chomer gomel de'ar Meir l'chomer gomel de'ar Yudah. Reb Meir and Reb Yudah are not the same thing. According to Reb Meir, alibo de'ar Shul Bar Yitzchok, chomer gomel means he has nothing. He doesn't belong to the city, doesn't belong to the place of the Eruv, he cannot move from his place. Chomer gomel de'ar Yudah means that he's pulled to both ends. We're not sure where is his location, but one of the places is his location, either the city or the Eruv. So Yimanoshar, he has this space in between the city and the Eruv. He just doesn't have the other areas going from the city to the other direction and from the Eruv to the opposite direction. And that's what Gemara says right now, that we're using here the Gius of Reb Chaim. Chomer v'gomol d'Reb Yudah be'eruvoi einoi shelizochaloi eruv la'koris v'agir be'eruvoi. I mean, we're not sure if the Eruv worked. So we're not sure if the Eruv created a new location or he's still in the place of his original location. That's what we're holding on. But Chamagamal de Rabbi Meir, Shenant Nosan Daito La Karaglo Meir, he already decided to leave his city. So he moved away from the place, from his original location, but we're not sure if he has a new resting place or not. Continues the Gemara now and says like this. In our Mishnah, we learned that Rabbi Yosi holds that when you have a suffix of Eruv, it's fine. Chazaka that you say it's probably okay. So as the Gemara the following. It says, Tamatin, we learned over there regarding mikvahs, Sveikoi Torer, Rabbi Yosi Oy Mitame. And you have a mikvah, you're not sure if a person used the correct mikvah. He has either he's the mikveh became chaser, and we're not sure if he went to the mikveh bikur became chaser or not. Or there's two mikvahs, one is a good mikveh, one is a bad mikveh. We're not sure which mikveh he used. So Rabbi Yossi says he's tummy, because if I'm not sure, you say he's tummy. So the chura, the one's going to come and ask, it's a steer to Armish that says of Ahiru, if I'm not sure if the Ahiru is kosher or not, I say chazok and it's okay. So how does the Gemara Omar Avyoino loitimer Avyoisi elemishum huchach? Meaning, in the case of a mikvah, it's a remuchach lefanecho. It's right in front of you. What's in front of you? You see that the mikvah right now is chaser. And now we want to know if this person became Torah or not. You say, Ahmed Adam al Cheskoso, he's probably Tommy. He was Tommy before. The mikvah right now is Tommy lefanecho, is chaser lefanecho. So that's why I'm saying that the person is not considered to be Torah. But by Eruv, I don't have any chazaka. I knew there was a good Eruv. The shayla is, did the Eruv become possible or not? So I'm saying chazaka probably did not become possible. So by mikvah, I have a chazaka's tumo and muchach lefanecho. By Eruv, even though it's muchach lefanecho, but I don't have a chazaka's tumo. So that's why by Eruv, it's like, oh, you say chazaka, it's okay. And by mikvah, you say not. And the main nekud over here is that there was no chazaka on the mikvah. We're not talking about a mikvah that was ever okay. You have two mikvahs in front of you. One mikvah was always okay. One mikvah, I don't know, and right now I see it's not okay. So because I'm not sure which mikvah he went to, and I have mukvah lefanecho that I know for sure is not good right now, and I have a cheska na'odom that he was tummy, so I say probably he's still tummy. But by the Eruv, I know by the Eruv that the Eruv was okay. So therefore I have a chazaka that's probably continuing to be okay. So the Gemara Omar Rav Yosi, Afilu Mokom Acher Rav Yosi Metame. Rav Yosi Metame, even in a case that I had a good mikvah, and only now it became chaser, which is exactly like the case of Eruv. That the Eruv I knew was a good Eruv, and now I see it's not good anymore. So it says that according to this understanding, Machlafe Shitas of the Abyeisi. So Yilchu, it's a contradiction of Abyeisi. That any of my Abyeisi, Eid of Tulas, Mishachabisha Skeini, Shesophic Eruv Kosher. We said by us, well, I'm not sure about the Eruv. I know the Eruv right now is not good, but I don't know when it happened. You say Misophic is kosher. But my mikvah, even though I knew the mikvah is good, now that I see it's chaser, I say that the mikvah is possible. He's mitam misofek. So who is steering Rabbi Yosi? Answers the Gemara. Talmud Shengarmei Bram Hocha B'Shil Chamisha Skenim. And our Mishnah is saying name five Skenim. They say that Hamid al Cheskosoy. Theory says the name of himself. He holds you don't go based on Chazaka. Because to continue the Gemara with this discussion, it says like this: Avu Bayi Meimer Bnei Yeshiva wanted to say, Manda Omer Toman Tor Omer Hocha Mutar. Whoever says by the mikvah that it's tar, so he says by the Eruv that it's okay. We're not Chodal on base. Whoever says that by a mikvah he doesn't have a chazaka, so he also by him there's no chazaka and it's aser. Says the Gemara, no. I feel command the omer toman tame. Even if you hold the gabi mikvah is tame, my do ocha shu mutter, he will be mutter. Why? Like a Abyeinu that said leil, the Abyeinu is only saying it's tame shumuchach. When I see a mikvah, I see it's possible. I never knew it was okay. So meaning Bnei Yeshiva agreed with the first mahalach of the Gemara, now the second mahalach. Says the Gemara, Omar of Chinino, another mahaloch, klum inon pligim tomon lomi divrem, sofek divrem lahakel. By mikvah, it's a sofek divrem. Meaning we talk about a tuma de rabbonim. So tuma de rabbonim we makeel. Veheru dvar toiro, a sofek dvar toiro lahakel. By here was mina toiro, sofek dvar toiro lahakel. So he wants to say that it could be that mandomar that holds by mikvah is mutter, will hold by here is also. Until now, the Gemara wanted to say, either he's equal, whoever says you're mutter says they're a tar, whoever says you're asur says they're a tummy. Or we say that here we're more makel because it's not muchel fanecho. Says of Chinino, an opposite approach. That there, someone who says there it's tar can be saying still here it's asur. Because there it's only a sovik derabanan, here it's a sovik deraiso. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? The eru dvar toiro? Eru is mina toiro? Says the Gemara of Yoinuson Omar Kamir of Chia Rubo, Bishop Shun, Bab Yasi ben Lacunio, yes. Yes, there is a concept of Tchum Shabbos, Mina Toiro, and someone who is passing Tchum Shabbos gets Malkus. So you see that Eruv is Dvar Toiro, at least there is a Mandama that holds the Eruv is Mina Toiro. So the question is the Gemara, how can you say that it's Dvar Toiro and you get Malkus in it? Only Abchir, Rubav, Elohein, B'Shabbos, the skill of Karis. The only things we find in Shabbos is skill and Karis. We don't find Malkus. I mean, we don't find a Lav only. We don't find a place in Shabbos, you have only Esur Lav. Omer Lei, what do you mean? Vechtiv, we have a pasuk, and I'm using the Yusuf of Chaim that brings the pasuk that more brings later over here. What's the pasuk? The pasuk is Shvu Yishtachtov Al Yetsi Ishvim Koyim Bayim Shvi. Stay where you are. Don't leave your place. That's a lav. Don't leave your place. So you see, it is a lav in Shabbos regarding Tchumim. Omer Lei, Michtiv Loi al ktiv. It doesn't say lo yetzesh mikoymor. It says al yetzesh mikoymor. And the more understands right now that al is not a lav. Al, when it says the word al, it doesn't say the word loy, it's not a lav. Meaning it's not a lav that you get malchus for. Omer lei v'achti, but it says, this is in Yonin de Yoymoy, because this is a daf we're learning at Pesach. So what does it say in the Garden of Pesach? It says, al toichlu b'menu na. It says, don't eat raw in Korban Pesach. And there it's a lav, you do get malchus, so al is a malchus. So what are you questioning? Why are you getting malchus in Yisur Shabbos? Where's the lav? It says the word al. Omer lei michtiv loy al ktiv. It says al. And you see, you do get malchus. They didn't change their mind. What's the reason? I mean, even though it was muchach, that the word al is a lav, but with a pasuk that says, al yiteish mim koymoy, Reb Chaya Rubel learns it for someone who takes out from Shusayachit to Shusarabim, not the Yisrael Tchumim of going 2,000 am out of your place. Continues the one that says, so Reb Chaya explains, he's going to explain, well, how can you say by Eruv, the misofik is mutter. Says we find another thing like this, sofik cheresh, meaning not an actual sofik cheresh, one who had a relationship with a wife of a cheresh. We assume the cheresh was always a cheresh, he never changed, and I don't say that it's a sofik, that maybe there was a period when he had a, it was a bardas, and mainly his wife is a good wife. And someone had a relationship with her, maybe chayav, at least Asham Tolei. Asham Tolei comes on a sofik. I'm not sure. Is this marriage a good marriage or not? L'chur, it's a sofik. You say, no, chazaka, the probably the cheresh is a cheresh the whole time. We're soymich on his chazaka that did not change. So here by Eruv, even though it's a dvar toiro, I'm soymich on the chazaka that probably the Eruv did not change. The probably the Eruv was okay when Shabbos came in. So the more, if you're rabbis, if you're asked, at kadoim b'kayim. That's good if the Eruv is here. And I'm not sure if it became tamer or not. I don't know the case. So I say, like, cheresh, I don't know if something changes. I say, probably did not change. What happens if I know for sure that it got burnt? Or I know for sure that it became tame? So I raise sorv lefanechel, I raise tome lefanechel. Right in front of you, it's not here. So then you still say a chazaka? So then it's not compared to cheresh. So what will be the reason here that you keep, that you follow the chazaka? So says the Gemara, you have to say, if yeso, kayomti, ki demay rishayo, if this is like rishayo, giuchu soiv tchum mishabes, she'enim chvorim midvar toyo. The idea of tchum mishabes is not midiraisa, it's only midirabanan. And therefore you could be makel and rely on the chazaka. So says the Gemara, mono bayis, ask for mono, nicha apayim amu, einu mukhvar. Okay, 2,000 amu, I understand you want to say it's only midirabanan. But arbatal afim amu, mukhvaru. But chur, 4,000 amu, chur is midiraisa. It's not so clear why the Gemara had a havamina, the 4,000 amu will be different than 2,000 amu. But the Gemara here understood that 4,000 amu, l'chura should be a deraisa. And when you're doing an Eruv, you're creating a space to walk 4,000 amu. Because wherever he is right now, he's in the city, he could go, there are 2,000 amu to each side. He puts the Eruv at the end of 2,000 amu, now he could go 4,000 amu. So the Gemara understands that now that he's walking 4,000 amu, that's already a tchum deraisa. So the Gemara says now, when you're using the Eruv, you are talking about something which is deraisa, because 4,000 amu, the Gemara understands right now is deraisa. Says the Gemara of Shimon bar Karsano b'Shir Avacho Ein Lecha Mechuver Mekulam. It's clear which is deraiso el tchum 12 mil kemachne Yisrael. You know which tchum is deraiso? The tchum of 12 mil. Because the pasuk says Al Yitzeish Mim Koymoy. What's Mim Koymoy? Mekoymoy is machne Yisrael. The size of machne Yisrael was 12 mil. So what the Rishami concludes is there is a tchum deraiso, but the tchum deraiso is the 12 mil tchum. Anything below, less than that, 2,000 amo, even 4,000 amo, is only derabanon, and that's why Rabbi Yisi is more makel, saying, when you have a sofik, you go with the chazaka, because it's only a din derabanon. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Eruvin Daf Chov Daled.